right, back with you, Tom Gresham. It's Gun Talk. You know that you want to be a gun rights activist. You want to be smart. You want to have the information at hand. When somebody says, well, you know, I don't know about those semi-automatics. I don't know about those assault weapons. You'd like to have the facts right at your fingertips. Well, there actually is a way that you can get gun facts. Well, without further ado, let's bring in the gun facts guy. Guy Smith is with us. Hey, Guy, how you doing?
I'm great, Tom. Flattery will get you everywhere.
Well, you are the gun facts guy, and quite literally. Why don't you explain what Gun Facts is?
Well, Gun Facts is a free resource for every gun rights activist in the planet. Go to gunfacts.info. There's an electronic version of the book. And what it is that over the years we have categorized every type of gun mythology propagated by the gun control industry. Under each one of those categories, we list the individual lies that they have been telling the public. And under each of those, we not only list the facts to refute those lies, but we have about 500 detailed footnotes from credible independent sources. So that if you're writing a letter to an editor, if you're arguing with a politician, or you're romancing a lady who's probably a little left of center and you want to bring her to the right direction, you've got all the material you need.
And let me just say, it is a fabulous resource. I mean, it is the kind of thing that, you know, 20, 30 years ago, I wish I had, because we had to dig all this stuff up, each one of us. But now you've done all that. Now, let me ask you, we have had, you know, some huge Supreme Court cases 2 years ago in Heller and now, of course, most recently, McDonnell. You are a keen observer of the landscape, the gun rights, gun control, the litigation, what's going on out there. In your view, what changes for us and what changes are you making in, you know, relates to the McDonnell case?
A lot changes and nothing changes at the same time. I'm a marketing strategist by trade, so I always try to put myself in the opponent's camp, try to figure out what they're thinking, what their next moves are. And even though these were great victories, we have to keep in mind that gun ban groups have existed in America since the early 20th century. They've been fighting this war for 100 years. They're not about to give up.
No.
So we have a toehold. We have a fingernail in the cliff rock. What's going to change is that they're going to change their tactics. And I believe that they're going to do two things primarily. One is that on the state and local level, they're going to throw everything up against the wall. Anything that makes owning a gun difficult or expensive, they're going to try to put on the books.
Like Chicago's doing right now.
Like New York has done since evidently the beginning of time.
Yeah, 1911, the Sullivan Act, yeah.
1911, and I recently did the research and found out that gun registration in California started in 1909. I thought it was a much more recent event than that. So that's what's going to happen at the state and local level. And if you live in a free state, by all means, start getting involved in politics in places like California, New York, and Illinois, because we have to eradicate these last little bastions of anti-gun fervor.
Let me just tag on to that just for a second. I don't want to take any of your time, but I'm going to be talking in a little bit about CalGuns.net and some things they were doing out there. It is my impression that those who live under the thumb of restrictive gun control laws like California and New York are actually much further ahead than the rest of the country in terms of how to do it, how to be effective at it, and how to frankly be pretty darn clever about it. And the rest of us can learn a lot by watching, unfortunately, you guys who are unfortunate enough to live in California.
Well, that's true. Any combat veteran who's ducked a few bullets is a little smarter as he goes.
Yeah, there you go.
We've been beating these people back with our rhetorical clubs for decades, so we've learned a thing or two.
And you have the bruises to show for it and the scars, yes.
Bruises, scars, and a couple of concussions, I think.
Ah.
But on the national level, and this is something I'm bringing up with people, and it's a little bit controversial, but it is my conviction that after November, you're going to see a huge push for registering guns on a nationwide basis. And here's the strategy thinking behind it. First, nobody is going to do anything before November. They don't
right.
have a chance of...
Really yeah, the midterm elections, right.
Exactly. But their argument is going to go something like this. It's going to go, okay, you pro-gun people, you NRA types, have been fighting registration all along because you said it would lead to confiscation. Well, you now have Heller, you now have McDonald. We cannot confiscate your guns, so what's your argument against registration now?
And
that's going to be an interesting set of sound bites that we're going to have to be dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I like to point out to people is that a Supreme Court ruling is about as fragile as a robin's egg. I have a copy of Constitutional Law and Politics. It's a two-volume set of very dense reading into constitutional law. And in Volume 1, they have this table that shows how many times the Supreme Court has reversed itself. And up through 1986, the Supremes have reversed themselves 219 times, which means whatever they declare today can go away tomorrow. And we're sitting on 5-4 rulings in both Heller and McDonald. So these rights are tenuous at best.
Mm-hmm.
And you see people like Sotomayor, and this really has Burr under my saddle this week. During her confirmation hearings, she said, stare decisis, precedent, that is
settled,
holy, that is taken.
Settled law, yes.
Right, settled law.
So in other words, she lied.
Lied through her teeth, or she's just an outright activist. And
what do you think Kagan is?
I think Kagan's cut from the same cloth. And I would encourage every gun owner just to fight any nomination that Obama puts up. The Supreme Court will run with 8 justices. We can get by until 2012.
Well, to that point, the whole idea is if you feel as Guy does and as I do that Elena Kagan is a very strong anti-gun activist and she lied in front of Congress just as Sonia Sotomayor lied in front of Congress when she got confirmed, then in the next 3 days, 2 days probably, you better be calling your U.S. senators' offices. You got 2 senators and you better let both of them know that you do not want Kagan confirmed. Yep. Fair enough? Is that fair, Guy?
It's not only fair, but the politicians respond to only 2 things. And that's 1, what will keep me from being reelected? 2, what's likely to get me tarred and feathered when I go to the home district? And if you call up and you say, this is important to me, it is truly monumental, this is the one thing that will decide whether I ever vote for you again or not, they will pay attention. And even better, if they come home for a town hall meeting, and we saw this during the Obamacare rallies, getting in their faces and expressing bluntly your dissatisfaction works very, very well.
Good point. Good point. What else are we going to see? What else are you working on right now?
Well, one thing that we've recently completed is that we have our first Spanish language edition of Gun Facts out.
No kidding.
And we had a team of volunteers in Argentina who had been reading the book, and they said, we need this down here.
Oh.
And I went ahead with the project for 2 reasons. One, they were desperate, and they told me that most of the lies being told in Latin America today are how terrible things are in the United States because of our so-called lax gun laws.
Uh-huh.
So refuting the lies told about America in Latin America was very important to them.
Well, also, you have a whole constituency in the U.S. that would be wanting to read Spanish language version.
You know, and that was the secondary effect I wanted to. Legal immigrants who, for English, is not their first language, I would like to give them an indoctrination into part of our Bill of Rights. But the other thing is that, you know, after you discount a couple of Eskimos, our crazy French-speaking friends up in Quebec, and some Portuguese speakers in Brazil, and my friends in Argentina love to kid the Brazilians, they say speaking Portuguese is speaking Spanish after a couple of tequilas.
Okay.
You can communicate to half of the world, an entire hemisphere, in 2 languages. And
it's
my mission to turn the Western Hemisphere into a pro-gun bloc against the rest of the world.
Which is going to become increasingly important as we fight on the international front, fight the UN.
Mm-hmm. We have the opposition in IANZA, funded by George Soros.
Mm-hmm.
Now recently we've got IAPCAR, which has come up to be the counterpoint to them, and of course the NRA is putting up a good fight with inside of the UN.
With the World Forum.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I think starting with the Western Hemisphere on the grassroots level is the right way to go.
So this is all available at gunfacts.info.
Correct.
I want to make sure people get that. It's not .com, it's gunfacts.info. And it's a free download.
is a free download. If you are digitally impaired, hand your credit card to one of your grandchildren and order a printed copy at the same location.
Okay, so you will mail a printed copy to somebody if they want it that way.
Correct. The Spanish language edition is not available in print yet, but we're working on it.
How about bulk purchases? If somebody says, I like this, I like what I see, I want to buy them to give away to whomever.
Well, we do one thing in particular. The whole purpose behind Gun Facts is to pass ammunition to the troops. Mm-hmm. So if you want, download the press-ready copy, which is also available on the homepage. Run down to your local print shop, print as many copies as you like. The copyright that's in the book allows for that.
Oh.
We encourage people, flood your local reporters, flood your politicians, get as many copies into people's hands as possible.
Yeah, and we run into reporters. Sometimes reporters are anti-gun, but more often than not, they just don't know anything. And they're repeating what they're told, and some of them will actually say, well, if I have a question about guns, I'll call the Brady campaign because they'll tell me the truth. They say that. So here's a chance to say, let me put this in your hands. And you can tell it's not propaganda because it's footnoted and it's sourced, and there's any of the claims in here, you can go check them out.
Well, let me tell you a little story. Not long ago,
We got 1 minute, guys, so talk fast.
Right. San Francisco, not long ago, was trying to pass a new handgun ban. One of the things my troops did was we printed up about 100 copies of Gun Facts. We mailed them to street-level reporters, not editors, not producers, but the reporters themselves, in advance of the Brady campaign coming to town to campaign for the ban. By the end of it, both of the major newspapers in San Francisco came out against the ban, and all of their reporters were basically saying, yeah, this is a really dumb idea.
There you go. Hey, Guy, I appreciate it as always. Gunfacts.info, highly recommended. It has my absolute stamp of approval. Thank you for everything you're doing, my friend.
Great talking to you, sir. Take care.
All right, you too. Gunfacts.info. Yeah, get them the information in advance. Then the media can ask the right questions when the anti-gunners want to put up their nonsense. 866-TALK-GUNS.